This Curvy Girl's Life podcast, a podcast designed to empower and encourage women to be the best and most authentic version of themselves. I am your host, Jeanne Michelle, entrepreneur and blogger at thiscurvygirlslife.com. Before we hop into today's episode, if you are enjoying what you are hearing so far, I would love for you to hop on over and subscribe and rate us on iTunes or whatever platform you're listening on. For more information on our blog, podcast, and for a free printable, be sure to visit us at thiscurvygirlslife.com. Now, let's hop into today's episode. And welcome back to another episode of This Curvy Girl's Life podcast. I am your host, Jeanne Michelle. And today I have a special podcast because I have my very first guest. We have Sherry Quinay, or she goes by SQ. And you can see her in the Q-niverse. But Sherry, me and Sherry actually met in college. Sherry is a really good friend of mine, but this young lady is also a master degree holder. She has traveled the world. She owns her own company. I mean, this is just one of those people that I admire and I am inspired by.
That sounds like I'm dope.
You are dope.
It sounds like I'm just doing things.
You are doing things.
I don't need to hold on to that. One of them days when things are rough.
So as we go along today, I will make sure that Sherry's information is in the description box so you can hop over to her Instagram. Plus, you know, before we start this podcast, she was spitting hot fire.
Hot fire. I'm talking like in the boot.
So in order to see the pictures of that, you're going to have to follow her on her Instagram. So today we are actually going to be talking about dating.
Can I just digress?
Yes. But,
you know, when I said that, what I thought of?
What?
Remember back in the day, the making a band, Dylon?
Dude. Hot fire.
I spit hot fire.
Making the band, man. Taking you back.
Man, did I just date myself or what?
But the best one I used to love was Dave Chappelle's version of that. I'm sorry.
Okay, focus. We're focusing.
But hey, if you guys remember, that show was funny because they had to walk to get the cheesecake.
And the goat milk.
And the goat milk.
That was the Dave Chappelle version.
But so once again, we're going to be talking about dating. And I thought the perfect person to sit here and have this conversation with is SQ, because I think
she's failing at it. Miserably.
No, you are not. You're actually doing what I think a lot of women want to do, which is actually putting yourself out there to date. A lot of us are just like, I'm waiting on him to come to me.
I'm failing in hopes. In hopes of a better day.
So today we're going to be talking about dating. And then I think our first topic or the first point we wanted to talk about was being single and getting into the dating world. So I'll start because I know Sherry has her story, but I'll start. Yes, I am single. I've actually been single for over 5 years now, which is crazy to me. But the first few years after my divorce, I was not trying to date. So dating was it wasn't a thought. I didn't want to be dating. I didn't want to be in no relationships. I had to work on me. Now I'm at a point in my life where I am looking forward to finding someone who I can date. However, I have tried the online dating thing and that just ain't for me. So this particular podcast is probably going to be deemed adults only because some of the stories that I got from dating are just too much. But what I found, at least for me being a Black woman trying to date, is I feel like men are a little standoffish these days, or maybe it's because, especially online, they feel like they may have options because you can talk to this girl and not even realize that the other girls know that you're talking to these other girls because it's all online. And so there's no way for you to really get caught.
Yeah. And anonymity.
Yeah. And so I feel like they just kind of go with the one that's giving them the most attention. And then they really don't give you the attention to build something.
Or the, I don't know if this is true, but I suspect that it is. Or like when you're in the swipe zone and they just swipe on everything.
Yeah.
And then based on what they match with is how they proceed. Like, I don't like that. I feel like that's a waste of my time.
Agree.
Like, I'm going to read it. But if you don't put nothing in your profile, then you tell them, that's still telling me something.
Very true. Because I think that's one of the things about online dating is for, and I hate to say this because I felt like I was like super picky. And I'm not trying, I don't think I was like,
unreasonable.
Yeah. But like, I felt like if you didn't take the time to at least put a description, something about yourself in the description, but I'm not about to try and find out all the like, tell you're me too something.
Busy. You obviously too busy.
Yeah, exactly. Your life is moving too fast where you couldn't even say my name.
You couldn't even be bothered to like introduce yourself.
Or you don't do a profile, like, you know, description, but then you just have like one random ass picture that's like, it could be you or it could be a cat. It could be a cup sitting on a table.
It could be an elbow.
Yeah.
I don't know what's happening.
So I found myself being very like, nope, if you didn't have a description, I was cool. If you had like one photo, I was cool. If it was one photo and it was blurry or like not even a good photo, I was cool.
See, I've had an evolution in that when, you know, because you were like the main person that was kind of on me about focusing. But when I first started doing app dating, I just thought it was all funny. And when you gave me the option to blog about it, it was on. Ask anybody, let's talk. I love a good story. Shenanigans are my favorite. So I would swipe and it would be this dude, like one of my first swipes. And that was my bad for not paying attention. He was in some leather shorts with a collar. I have no idea what I thought was happening, but I swiped on it. And when I realized that he was in leather shorts and a collar, I was just like, oh my God, I need to talk to this man. I need to understand what I'm saying. What is happening here? And so we matched and I was like, oh, shoot. Now what am I doing?
But the thing I loved about your journey, and especially when you first started doing the blog, it was so entertaining. Like, and it's so funny because I think when I first started reading it, and I'm sure other people probably were just like, this stuff can't be happening. Like, this stuff can't be true. And then I had my own Tinder horror story and I was like, damn, this shit actually happens. Like,
but see, like, in my evolution, and again, thank you for reeling me back in, I was just like fascinated by the story. So I wasn't actually dating with the right intention.
Yeah.
I was dating for the shenanigans. And I'm like, oh, this is going to be hysterical. And so I would be like in these really crazy situations with these dudes that I genuinely have no interest in dating,
mm-hmm.
but I'm fascinated by them as people. And that happens to me in life. So in dating life, it was just a whole nother level. Like, I can get fixated on a person in general because you just seem interesting to me and I want to know you.
Yeah.
But then you add like a dating scenario where dudes are like projecting a whole different energy.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh my gosh. Okay. So what about this? What happens when this happens? And then they start trying to take you down that sex dungeon. And I'm like, it's a wrap. Let me tap out.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, bro.
So then for you, what was the jump or what happened where you went from that to then pursuing dating on a more like this is what I'm looking for now?
So I have a series of friends, you being one of them. Okay, let me walk it back. So I can be happy single and I can be single for a very long time and still be having a very good life. And time was passing, years were passing. And remember, I was getting close to 10 years single.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like, I was having a pretty decent life. And I just wasn't really engaging. But it was like, if you want to actually be in a relationship where you can kind of like build forward with someone and pour into them, then you're going to have to start taking this a bit more seriously.
And in the process of taking it more seriously, I was able to kind of like engage with men and figure out where I am and who I am now. Because, I mean, I was in a relationship for 7 years. And then you go from 7 years in a relationship to 10 years of no nothing. Like, there was a whole lot of change that had happened in my life. Like, I didn't even really know who I was in relation to dating. Mm-hmm. So after the shenanigans phase, there was still like shenanigans, but I just wasn't entertained by them. I was annoyed because at this point I'm trying to make that conversion.
Yeah.
But then like once I made the mental shift, I think I started meeting different men, like different types of men. Mm-hmm. Not all of them were men that I wanted to date, but just different men, like that's more serious, some not serious, but I was able to make that, I was able to put them where they need to be faster.
Yeah.
So like now when I go, I don't really do the dating apps. I don't really like them. They're scary. It's like a whole world. It's like a horror film.
Yes, it
someone
is.
Should make that a horror film. But sure, I should make it a horror film. But it was like you start being able to kind of pick things out. Like I'm still on dating apps, but I don't, they're not on my phone. Mm-hmm. So it's like something has to happen that makes me kind of cue back in to a dating app. It's the thing.
So something that really stuck out to me that you just said was when you kind of made that shift, you attracted different types of men.
Yeah.
And what I like about that is I think maybe that's where I'm kind of in this like kind of weird phase, because I was in a relationship basically for 15 years, 10 years together, 5 years married. And then 5 years single. And of course, being in a relationship with somebody basically for 15 years and then all of a sudden not being in a relationship, it's kind of like
the world changed.
Yeah, everything was different. Like online dating wasn't a thing when we first got together.
Apps.
Yeah, apps and all that stuff was not a thing. And maybe it's just me, maybe I'm telling my age. I am definitely more old school. Like I like meeting people in an environment.
Smile at me, flirt with me from across the room. Like,
give me that.
Let me look in your eyes.
Yeah,
shake my hand.
The online situation, as I mentioned earlier, I feel like guys feel like they got a pick of their women, and so they're really not committed to anybody. They're kind of seeing who bites first,
right?
Instead of like if there's somebody that actually you may find entertaining or someone that you enjoy speaking with, you won't necessarily go with that person. You're going to go with the person that's going to give you the most attention in the moment.
And that's also surface that how do you get, like, it's difficult to get to that next place. Like, if you're just, you know, she gave me a little rhythm over here and she gave me a rhythm, you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
You're not actually having meaningful connections or conversations. You're just basically, what's up?
Exactly.
And so
for me, what I noticed is in this next phase, I feel like in order for me to find the person for me, that mental shift has to happen, because I'm noticing like I have like all the guys from the past showing up.
Yes. And I feel like that's a phase.
And I'm kind of like, okay, no disrespect, but
no.
You in the past, because you're supposed to stay there. Like, and it's like, but then I kind of question myself. I'm like, am I just attracting like the same type of dude? Because then I looked at the dudes that I've dated and I'm like, damn, they are all kind of like different looks and stuff like that. But like,
yeah, through line is the same.
Yeah. And I'm just like, okay, I know for a fact I don't want that. And I feel like that's kind of where I'm at now, is like there's this mental shift happening for me. Because I know what I want out of life. And I know that the men that I've dated before aren't the men who give that to me.
Right.
But I feel like that's what's also making this dating life a little bit harder. Because I'm like, I kind of feel like that guy, I don't know if he'll be on an online dating app. And if he is, like, I feel like,
how if you own there, he might be. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, I feel like this is all part of the process of kind of sloughing off old habits, old standards, like just getting through all of this, letting go of the things that need to be let go of, and kind of leaning into the things that you need to keep.
Mm-hmm.
Like there are certain things about, you know, I like a certain thing. Like I'm drawn to and attracted to a certain type of man. And I try to date, you know, you need to open yourself up and broaden your horizons and see what's out there. Okay. But there's certain things that if that's not there, you're not going to hold my attention. Like, I'm just not going to be into it.
Yeah.
So I kind of had to like go through that process and figure out, okay, well, this has to be there. Like, this is what I like. So I think that, you know, I went through a phase where a lot of exes were popping up, and maybe that just helps you see it.
Yeah.
Because they obviously are that thing. And then you can see, based on where you've been, you know, get more clarity on where you're trying to go.
That's true.
Like what you're hearing so far? Make sure you never miss an episode by clicking that subscribe button right now. This episode is made possible by listeners like you, so thank you so much for your support. Now, let's get back to the show.
So I guess my next question then would be, what are some of the obstacles that you see in dating, especially right now in like 2020 or 3 months into 2020? So within the last year, what are some of the obstacles that you see?
Well, the obstacles are many. But let's talk about the obstacles that are me, because I have been my own greatest obstacle. I have, you know, a bit of a short attention span. I'm busy all the time. And so because I'm busy and I can be comfortable being not comfortable, but I can be content and at peace being single, like I'm not always just willing to drop my life just because this dude called me on a Thursday and he wants to go out for drinks Thursday night. Like, no, no, it's Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
No, I'm not doing that. So I had to kind of decide whether or not that was something that I'm going to change that, or like, how am I going to process that? Because apparently this last minute stuff is a thing. And I don't really have last minute freedom like that. And if I don't know you, like if I'm not already kind of like feeling you, I'm not invested to make the change. Like I'm not invested enough to change my plans. And so I realized like I'm going to have to make some adjustments with that.
Mm-hmm.
Like if I legit want to meet someone or connect with someone, and I tend to gravitate towards men that are very busy as well, then I might need to ease up on that. But I realized that when I made that kind of, again, mental shift, I'm dating dudes who are busy. So typically if he calls me on a Thursday, like legit, that was the only, you know, time that he had available. So let's get together. But in general, people who are busy plan.
Yeah.
And like, if I'm respecting your time, respect mine. So if we're both busy people and the first day we can get together is, you know, it's Tuesday, but the first time we get together is next Monday, because life is just, all right, next Monday, I'm going to put it on my calendar, you put it on your calendar, and let's work it out. Now, if in the course of that, you get a pocket of time on Wednesday night, and I have a pocket of time on Wednesday night, I'm more prone to be like, you know, yeah, let's do that.
But I feel like that comes to this whole situation of like that kind of microwave mentality where everybody wants everything kind of right away, which is a part of social media, because you can get information, you can get in contact with people, you can text somebody, like all these things are really quick. And I feel like that's why people are so quick to be like, hey, let's meet tomorrow. And you're kind of like, I had plans, like, you know, so I kind of feel like if we really took a step back and looked at dating over the years, if you met somebody on a Friday night, that would turn into, let me get your number. That would have to turn into a phone call, and then that would turn into a date. So there's usually like,
but if you met someone on a Friday night, you met them.
Yeah.
Like I'm standing in front of you and I met you. So if you were like, hey, let's get together later tonight, I just met you. Like I felt your vibe enough to be like, all right.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But if you just swiped right on me and I swiped right on you, and all it was hi, let's grab a drink, I might not do that.
Yeah. I can see that.
I don't know.
I just kind of feel like everything is moving so quickly where people kind of, but I also feel like because things are moving quickly, that's part of the issue to me with online dating is that they're going to like, and forgive me, I'm not grouping all of me in, so don't get mad at me, guys.
Oh, man.
But I feel like because if I'm not available on Tuesday, but Sally is available on Tuesday, you're going to go out with Sally, right? And then if I'm available next Friday, but then Sally says she was available Friday and you already went out with her. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's going to be the person that's always going to be like,
yeah, somebody might be more accessible.
Yeah. But and I feel like that doesn't necessarily, so I don't know. I just feel like the dating world right now is just really like everybody wants to move super quick.
I agree. I understand what you're saying. I don't worry about Sally.
Yeah.
Like, if Sally is accessible and that's all it took, and we weren't talking, like if there was no other way that we were kind of like connecting or trying to connect, but Sally just happened to be available and that's what it was. That's what it's supposed to be.
Yeah.
Go in love. Go.
So, you know what I think for me personally, I miss the idea of courting that because I kind of felt like that's where you kind of fell in love and you was like, this person is amazing. Like you had those moments of like, I can't wait for his call or I can't wait to see them again. Where now it's kind of like, you available Tuesday? No. Okay. And then that person may ghost you for like a week because they done met Sally, Jan.
And Becky.
And then all of a sudden, Sally, Jan, and Becky ain't available, but now you back on their radar. Hey, and then you get that text.
What you doing?
What you doing? What? I ain't heard from you in a week.
Or what is it? WYD?
Yeah.
I'm like, dude, what does that mean?
One dude was like, you really don't know what that means? I have no idea. What does that mean? Like, what are you doing? Oh, why did you just say that?
We had a whole situation over that. But I mean, he was wasting my time, so I decided to waste his.
Yeah.
Forgive me.
But I feel like it reminds me of that. And I wish I knew the name of it. It was that cartoon that I think you sent it to me. The dating cartoon. It was the black lady who the animator. I can't think of her name. It was
like, I know what you're talking about.
Junt. I think it's J-U-N-T. And she's on YouTube, but
I remember the cartoon.
Yeah, because it's like this dude, they got together, but then he show up to dinner and he's just like not very interesting. He's talking like about
checked out.
And then
one word answers. Like, why are we here?
They part ways. He just ghosted home.
And he just disappeared.
But then like a week later, he was like, hey, what you doing?
What are you doing?
And she was like, what? I feel like that animation was like so on point with how dating is today. It's like where guys just kind of expect you to be available when they're available. But I think it's because you have this online persona because somebody is available. And it's like, but I feel like because of that, I feel like men aren't as invested. They're not making the time to become invested in somebody because they're just going to go with the person who's willing to give them the most time immediately.
But so in my growth and evolution, that dude is not for me anyway. You know what I mean? Like, let's say I made myself available. Well, if he's got shiny bauble syndrome and all it took was, you know, accessibility, then odds are that's just probably not the right dude for me in the grand scheme of things anyway. And I'm not going to move faster than I want to move. I'm just not. Mm-hmm. Like, that's just what it is. Like, I was very briefly dating this dude and I dug him. Like, I was checking his vibe and he was, one of the first things he said to me was he was very busy. Like he had like a schedule that was all over the place. And I was like, bet, so do I. Like my schedule is crazy. And so the first time we met was one of those last minute spur of the moment. Hey, what are you doing? Oh, I'm free. Let's go. So we met up for coffee. And it was great. And so he was like, hey, I'm not ready to, you know, go home. You want to go do this? And so we went for pancakes. And anyone who knows me, those pancakes are the way to my heart. So we went for pancakes and it was great. And so the first date lasted until, you know, midnight. And then we parted ways. couple days later, we got together again. Everything was great. But then he started trying to like catch me at the last minute. Like it was always at the last minute. And I got busy. Now, when we went on the first two dates, I was on a break. So I was home for like a week or so. But after that, like things picked up and I was busy again. And he started getting flustered because I was busy. And he would like hit me up with like these 9 to 5 hours. And I said, I don't work a 9 to 5 job. So for me to be working until midnight is not unusual. Mm-hmm. And he was like, well, I don't see how this is going to work. I'm like, dude, you don't work a 9 to 5 job. Like, your schedule is not like that.
And you made that clear when you guys at first started dating. Yeah.
I said what I meant what I said. And so I was like, I said, prior to this experience with me, do you only typically date women with 9 to 5 jobs? And he thought about it and he was like, yeah, I guess so. I said, because I don't know a single woman who has this much like flexibility in her schedule. Like even the female friends I have that work 9 to 5 jobs have some sort of hustle on the side. Like I don't know anybody who goes to work and comes home at 5 o'clock and they just at home. For me, if I'm at home doing nothing, that's probably on my calendar.
Yeah. Like free time was scheduled.
Right. Self-care from 5 to 10 or Saturday. So like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, that's still not free time. There's still something that's happening during that time. And so he's got like really annoyed with me because in my summation, it was like he felt like his time was more valuable than mine. Mm. So I was just like, well, you know, this probably isn't going to work because I got stuff to do. You got stuff to do. And you want me to put my stuff down to do what you want. But you don't want to make any room for me. Because I was like, well, let's plan something. I'm free on this Tuesday. And he was like, well, you know, I don't know what my schedule is going to look like. I might end up being busy. And I was like, well, let's just put it on the calendar for Tuesday. And if something comes up, just let me know. And he was like, well, and he just wouldn't commit to that. And I was like,
if you can't commit, then
it's just a Tuesday. And he was like, well, most women get mad if you cancel at the last minute. It's like, but I'm telling you, because I have a similar life, that if something comes up, I get it. Mm-hmm. But let's put it on the books for tests. And he just wouldn't do it. And I was like, well, do it again.
Well, I have one final question, and then we are actually going to cut this, and we're going to do a part two to this conversation. And it's actually, this isn't a question. This is more or less, what would be your advice for the woman that is our age, maybe late 30s, early 40s, older, that is looking to date and is having trouble right now? Like, what would be like your advice for that lady?
You are not alone.
I am here with you.
That's all I got. Because everybody's journey and process is different.
Yeah.
So you're not the only one going through it. Be patient with yourself. Because I think we get flustered and we're ready to be in this relationship and we start trying to will the relationship into existence and settling for things that we would normally never settle for because it's hard and we just want it to be done. And we're better in relationships and we are single. Like, so I would just say, you're not the only one. Be patient with yourself and don't be afraid to blow up the spot.
Yeah.
Cause I'm good for that. Like I tap a date out in a heartbeat. You know what? This is great. This was really interesting. I'm so glad I got to have this experience with you. And then I'll be like, I'm out.
Yeah.
I'm not going to lie. Like, we don't have to lie. We're grownups. Like, you don't have to say you're going to call me. Like, you know what? Don't even do that.
Yeah.
We don't have to do that. And I feel like a lot of times dudes are like weirded out by that because they don't expect them. Like, you know what? You're not going to call me.
Yeah.
It's good.
Instead of ghosting somebody, just like, we just going to say what it is right here, right now.
Yeah. Like, this was good. This was interesting. Yeah. Thank you. I appreciate your time. But I don't see the reason to, I don't have to be rude. You don't have to be rude, but we don't have to pretend that it's going to be something that it's not going to be.
Yeah.
So be patient with yourself. You are not the only one. And don't be afraid to tap out or blow up a spot. Sometimes you got to blow it up, though. Sometimes dudes just get, like, too aggressive.
They wild them out.
And you just got to be like, dude, back up.
Ish together.
Let's take a break.
So for me, and this is coming from a standpoint of someone who was in a long-term relationship, married and divorced, is if you haven't already done so, take the time to figure out who you are. Because that was probably like the most important part for me during this last 5 years. Cause like the first basically.
Cause you're different.
4 years. Cause I didn't want to date for quite a long time.
Just you were mad.
I was dealing with some ish. Okay. I was dealing with some ish. But part of my dealing was also taking a look at the relationship and not only getting upset about how it ended or whatever like that, but looking at my part in it.
Yeah.
And seeing, how was I as a wife? How was I as a woman? How are the things, like, what are the things
that great. I did? A lot of women ain't not looking at that self-reflection. That's rough.
Yeah. But I felt like I don't know where this part came from, but I felt like I had to do that because I knew that I had to, in order to be in my next relationship, I had to figure out that who that woman was and who the woman I wanted to be is. And only way for me to do that was to do that reflection time. And now I'm not going to lie. It was difficult because it's you put a mirror in front of yourself and you got to deal with the person you see in front of the mirror. And there were lots of areas in my life where I knew that I had to improve. And I'm grateful for that 5 years because without that, and, you know, and technically, like now that I look at it, I'm grateful that I had a marriage, but I'm also grateful that I had the divorce because it made me who I am today. And it allowed me to grow and see the things that I wanted out of life. But I had to take that time to figure out who I was. So for women that are going through a breakup, going through a divorce, looking to date, just make sure you take the time just to figure that out. Figure out who you are. Because when you figure out who you are, you bring so much more to the table and you are able to kind of release a lot of that baggage.
Yeah, you know who to keep. Let them keep pushing.
Yeah.
When you know who you are.
Yeah.
Can nobody come in and define?
Yeah, because, you know, when a guy come up and you probably know right away, like,
not you.
No, you ain't the one.
It's not you. This is not from God.
Thank you. And I'm always grateful when I see it because I'm like, thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Like, you are pretty.
But
I'm enjoying this visual. But no. But I'm proud of you for that whole process. Like, you handled that like a champ.
I appreciate it. It was difficult. I ain't gonna sit here and sugarcoat it.
There was some moments.
There was lots of moments. We're not gonna say some. We're gonna say lots. But that's part of the reason why that would be my biggest thing to tell people is figure out who you are. Take that time.
And that's in general, not just in dating.
It's very true. Because for me, it was the divorce that made me go through that. But for other people, if you know that's something you need to do that inner reflection. You kind of got to figure out who you are. Just
do it.
Just do it. It's difficult. It's not an easy process.
Everywhere you go, there you are.
We got all types of song references up in here, don't we? Okay. Thank you guys so much for listening. If you want to hear the rest of our conversation, our next topic is actually going to be women and dating outside of our race. You definitely want to stay tuned for part two. But I want to say thank you to Sherry for stopping by and being on the podcast. If you want to follow her, I will have all of her information in the description box. So please be sure to check her out. And you got to drop a mic on the picture where she is spitting hot fire on her Instagram.
Fire.
So I want to see
like
mics. I want to see mics all down the comment section.
Hot fire.
All right. Thank you guys so much. And until the next podcast, I love you guys. Pieces. Deuce. Bye.
Thank you so much for joining us in this week's episode of This Curvy Girl's Life podcast. Make sure to visit us at our website at thiscurvygirlslife.com where you can subscribe to the show in iTunes, Stitcher, or via RSS so you'll never miss an episode. While you're at it, if you found value in today's show, we'd appreciate a rating on iTunes. Want more? Sign up at thiscurvygirlslife.com for our monthly newsletter and our free printables. And don't forget to follow us on Instagram and Twitter at Curvy Girls Life. Be sure to tune in next week for our next episode. Thank you guys so much for joining us today. And beautiful people, have a good one. See you next week. Deuces. Bye.